Daniel Bolsham, KPFA. Go ahead, Daniel.
Yes. I'm all for doing, I'm all for sending this information out. I just wanted to ask a question, a bit of clarification. Who will this go to? Will it be just sent to secretaries of LSBs, or will it be sent to the entire LSBs, or will it be posted at that KPFTX thing, or to whom does this go? I mean, I'd like it to be available for everyone, and that's my question.
Okay, that's an excellent question. Let me ask you a question, Daniel. What would you like it to go to? Would you like it to go to the LSB listservs? And this way all LSB members have access to it? Who else would you like it to go to?
I'd like it to be available to all anybody and everybody who would like to see it. That would include all listeners, staff. Maybe we could post it at that KPF, KPFTX place. And anyway, I want everybody to see it, have it available, I mean.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else who hasn't spoken?
I was on the stack, I believe.
I know. I think William asked for the stack before you did.
Yeah,
okay, James hasn't okay, hold on. So I got James who hasn't spoken. He just made a point of order. So I'm going to recognize James. I'm going to recognize Eileen. I'm going to recognize William Headwagon from New York. And I'm going to recognize Tom. He's from KPFA. Go ahead, James. You have the floor.
Thank you, Lawrence. I just want to bring up a point that we should be sure that we're using verified true copies of actual minutes when we're extracting these resolutions. One of the problems that brought this discussion up in the past was that there were certain members on boards who had in their computer memories, they had old minutes, they had old resolutions, and they would bring them up, and they were the only ones that had them, and nobody else in the meeting could verify whether that was a real thing that came from the real minutes of a real meeting, or whether it was just being, you know, it was a copy that might not be accurate, whatever. So I just want to bring up this point that hopefully we'll develop some system making sure that what we're doing is based on actual verified minutes from actual meetings. Thank you.
Thank you, James. That's a very salient point. Eileen.
Yeah, a couple of things. Number one, Nancy, if you want to send that stuff out, that's fine. I just think it could be confusing for people because it won't be in context of what we're trying to do, and it's very partial. That's all. If you want to send it, go ahead. I had a second point, which I've already forgotten, so I'll ask to come back at the end of the stack.
You can make your point now.
No. I remembered. Daniel asked, who will this information go to? I was actually hoping that we could find a way to post it on the Pacifica website. I would need to talk to Otis to see if that's possible. But that's, you know, a technical issue.
Yeah, that's an excellent question to ask Otis. So... Do you want me to have that conversation with him, or do you want to have the conversation?
No. I'll do it.
Okay, thank you.
Because I kind of know how it works.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Okay. William, WBAI?
Yes, hello. Thank you. I think we've... talk this to death. I think we already decided what we were doing with two items. One was that Eileen Rossin was going to make some kind of plan or something, a suggestion of how we might handle the first item. And the second item has been postponed to the next meeting, and we're still talking about them. I think it's time, if there's such a thing as orders of the day, let's move on to the next item. We're done with those first two items. Long ago.
Okay, thank you, William. My name is Officer Stack, and we will move on. I have Tom Voorhees from KPFA.
Yes, all I wanted to say was whether it's completed or not, whatever, when it's all put together or even before, it needs to be public available on, preferably, I would think, a website, KPFA's, or I'm sorry, a Pacifica website is probably where it needs to be posted. That's all I have to say.
Thank you. Okay. Although it was a lengthy discussion, I thought it was necessary and productive. Do I have Bill Crozier? Is he in the meeting? Because I want to take up his motion. We don't have anything else on the. We don't have any other items on the agenda, right? No, I don't think so. Okay. All right, so I will take up the motion that Bill Crozier submitted in regards to the bylaws referendum, and I'm going to rule that this motion is out of order. If you want me to read it, I'll be more than happy to read it. But And then I did get an email that we, for those who aren't speaking, you should mute because the static is coming through the stream. Okay. So in regards to the motion, it's a motion to accept the membership vote on the New Day Pacifica bylaws. And the reason why I'm ruling this motion out of order, because the membership vote from both class of members was accepted. And the referendum did not was not affirmed. So this motion is out of order because there was already a decision made. I did embed this motion into the agenda because I did want to give Bill Crozier the opportunity to present his position. Or present his perspective, but I see that he's not in the meeting today. I'm going to ask again, Bill, are you in the meeting? Bill Crozier from KPFT. Okay, so I'm ruling that this motion is out of order. Are there any objections to my ruling? Okay, having no objections, my ruling is sustained. And I think that's we need to set the next meeting, and I think we are done. Are there any other items of business that anybody want to propose or speak of?
Nancy.
Go ahead, Nancy.
The task force.
What task force?
The governance.
Which task force are you talking about, Nancy?
The governance. Bylaw revisions.
Okay.
Matters task force. Okay. And
can you speak up, Nancy? I can barely hear you, please.
Yes. It's on the agenda in the minute.
Okay, I can barely hear you. That's what I'm saying. I see it's on the agenda, but I can't hear you.
Okay. Is somebody else? If you can't hear me, can somebody else read it? I mean, there
I can
was
hear
about,
you now.
Oh, you can. Okay. Well, I'd like to read B. It's about voting by paper ballot with a virtual video display, like maybe two or three cameras, and the public can come at a distance and witness. And that way we would have everybody in the whole membership could join on Zoom and be able to see these ballots being opened. And we would save money by not having to pay an election company. And anyway, it's on B, voting by paper ballot with virtual video display. And does everybody have it? Bulk rate.
Yeah, I see you to follow me. You want me to read it, Nancy?
Yeah, go ahead. I mean, my voice is not carrying. Go ahead, you read it.
Okay. So B, voting by paper ballot with virtual video display of each ballot during opening and before scanning. This would eliminate a company tallying cost. One, campaign card schedule and name that cannot be tampered. Two, provide a box for the voter to draw a unique design. Three, list suggestions on the candidate booklet. Four, bright yellow envelope to send to the member and to send to volunteer non-profit gathering place. Five, bulk rate allowing enough time. Six, all election postings are archived. Okay, so...
Can I motivate
a little bit? Okay, let me just say this, Nancy, real quick, and then I'll give you the call. We did create an elections committee task force, a PNB elections committee task force, and I believe this is Janine, the chair pro temp of KPFK, will more than welcome item B as a suggestion to the task force, as input to the task force. So I don't know if you, did you join that task force too, Nancy?
Hi.
Oh no, you weren't at the committee meeting. Okay, so this is definitely something that should go to Janine, who is archiving the. We are working with the National Election Supervisor, and we did create a task force to support her and other efforts to have a successful LSP election. Go ahead, Nancy. I'll give you the floor, but I think this belongs at the Elections Committee.
This is the minutes of July 7th. So I was thinking we brought this up, we discussed it, and should the Elections Committee actually be formed, we wanted to give this to the Elections Committee. So that's exactly. Up until now, none of the elections website has been posted or archived. And Otis McClay was telling me he wished that we would archive the elections website so we would have evidence and we'd see all the complaints that were made and we'd be able to see all the, you know, all the proceedings. And then we would be able to look back and see what campaign promises were made, how they were kept, and we would have something to build upon and not repeat the same complaints and same, you know, causes for complaints again. So we have never archived the elections, and this is a really good suggestion. I want to thank Otis McClay for saying that. So, yes, and to save money, have witnesses, have the people that really mean something to them, people of the station, be witnessing and be able to see virtually without having to go to the station or go to wherever the person is opening.
I got you. This is going to go to the Elections Committee task force. So these are excellent points that we did make in July. I remember this. So this is definitely something that's going to go to the Elections Committee and go to the Elections Supervisor as well. Okay?
Okay. Yeah. And on A, the paragraph above it, there were some things that I did not, I had forgotten. But when I mentioned the other points, that you wanted to postpone discussion about, but telephone numbers are supposed to be private, and we need to attack this situation that happened in the last referendum where lots of members were complaining about being called by telephone, and how did those telephone numbers, you know, how did they get loose? They're supposed to be private. We need to work on this as a committee, governance committee.
Okay.
And the household extra ballot, should we stop it? Should we have every member just signing up as a single member and not have this household two people?
Okay, Nancy.
Mm-hmm.
Those are good points. But I think both bullet point A as an apple and B as in Butch should be sent to Janine If you want me to send it, I just copied and pasted it, and I could email her because she's the secretary of the pro temp, secretary of pro temp of the elections committee, and she is a member of that task force. These are all points for the elections committee.
She made these minutes. This is her minutes.
Okay.
I mean, she has this. She knows this. I'm just saying that.
Good.
Okay, but I'm saying this committee should be aware of these points. Maybe they have some other idea in their head they could. Anyway, some of these things cross over into governance as well.
It does cross over to governance because these are all practices from the Fair Campaign Provisions Article, Article 4, Section 6. So I agree with you. It does cross into governance. But this is in the purview of the Elections Committee right now in collaboration with the National Elections Supervisor and the task force that was created, I think, on Monday. So we were ahead of the game. So that's it. Anybody else want to bring up any concern?
Yes, Nancy, about the next meeting, though.
Okay.
The next regular meeting of the PMB is September 2nd. So I'm hoping that we can get some bylaw amendments done instead of waiting to discuss. I thought we could get something done today and maybe another time, like the first Wednesday of the month is September 1st, and there's a reservation time for the governance task force. However, KPFK is having a meeting at 8:30 Eastern time, and they'll be going on into the night. I think you have another executive session at 10 p.m. So I was thinking maybe we could have an earlier meeting maybe. Where we could work at least 1 hour, maybe to polish up something so that it could be given to the PMB on the September 2nd meeting. Maybe we might want to meet.
I'm sorry. I'm not in favor of having a meeting next week. I have a lot of meetings, and if the committee wants to meet or the task force wants to meet, that's fine. But, you know, the bylaws amendment timeline has been extended. So what I would suggest is that your task force get together, and if there's anybody that wants to submit a bylaws amendment proposal, that they do that and send an email to the committee. I don't know where you're going with this, Nancy, but you know, I'm not into meeting every week, although I'm a worker, but there's just a lot of stuff going on, and there's no urgency because the chair of the PMB has not put out the notice as to when the bylaws timeline will start. And that's probably a conversation I have to have with him. But there's no day certain. So the regular meeting, if the committee has something for the regular meeting on the 2nd, then it should be brought up now. I'm not feeling like meeting next week. I'm sorry, I'm not.
Okay, anyway, the task force has September 1st. The task force has a September 1st meeting. So I was just wondering if we were in a hurry to submit something to the September 2nd PMB meeting, which is a regular meeting, if we could combine it. But
okay, I will communicate with the chair to see when the chair is going to set the date for the bylaws timeline, bylaws amendment timeline. And I hope that tomorrow morning, I think it might tonight. If I could get hold of him tonight, I would do that. But that's the best that I can do. To see if there's an urgency to get something in by the second.
It's hard to hear what you're saying. It's sort of, the sound is distorted.
Okay, so what I said was,
what I said,
you have a meeting scheduled for the task force. What I said, that I will communicate with the PMB chair to find out when the bylaws amendment timeline is going to be set, and I will communicate to the committee by email, and then that would inform you as to what are some of the concerns you could take up in your task force meeting.
Thank you.
Did you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. If there's nothing else, I want to bring something up on the way out. How does this committee feel about public comment? Should we, I think public comment of the elections committee went very well. It was a very productive meeting. Is this committee adverse to having public comment? I would take 5 minutes to have a little conversation about that.
May I be recognized? This is Lydia.
Yeah, Lydia, go ahead.
Paulina, just let me know via text that they're having difficulty hearing the live stream of this meeting.
Okay.
I don't know.
And I did get an email as well.
Yeah.
I did get an email as well that they are. That's why they told me that that the stream was going on, but it was muted. Is that what Paulina told you?
Yes.
Let me
the end of the meeting, so I don't know. We're close to the end of the meeting, so I don't know what can be done by now.
Right, and the meeting's still being recorded, right, Arlene?
Should be.
Right. Okay, yeah, I did get an email that it was streaming, but it was muted. And I think maybe what they were saying, that they were muted. So that's why I'm bringing up the piece about public comment. Should we have public comment in this committee?
Yeah.
Question, Laura?
Yeah, go ahead.
Clarify what that would mean? Do you mean people calling in or sending in questions or comments or participating in the meeting?
Well, it would mean that we will have a queue for committee members and then a queue for public comment. And we could also field email questions as well. I mean, people are emailing me as we meet right now. So,
Lawrence, this is James.
Go ahead, James.
Seeking clarification, when you say there would be a queue for members and a queue for the public, do you mean as we're discussing each item on the agenda, there would be public comment, I guess, after the committee members have spoken on each item, or
no,
would there be a period of public comment somewhere in the meeting that was dedicated only to that?
There will be a period of public comment that will be dedicated to that. Unless it's an item that is requesting a committee of the whole. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think we can always do that, right?
Uh-huh. So, I didn't like that committee. They wouldn't, they think this idea. I think anybody is, we are in the middle of a pandemic. People are at home. People who had the time. pay attention to these meetings. From the stuff that's going on with governance. So that's why I'm proposing it as suggested for consideration. So, Jane.
Barbara, you seem to be having bandwidth issues. We're not understanding you, at least I'm not.
Okay, do you hear me now?
Yes.
Now, yes.
Okay.
But not
but now.
Now
you're gone.
Oh. Lawrence, if you can hear us, someone is emailing me saying that since, 15 minutes ago, we went dead. I mean, they can't hear us on the stream. And that maybe
yeah.
we should stop.
Yeah.
And I texted Otis to tell him that maybe we should end the meeting since nobody can hear us.
Okay.
If it's being recorded.
The meeting's being recorded, so all this will post it afterwards. Do you guys hear me now?
Yeah, now we can hear
you. Okay, so what?
So
what I said was that that the queue is for public comment, but not interspersed with every other item like we did at the elections committee. But I think the two items that I interspersed public comment with at the elections committee was items that were also part of the committee of the whole. So that's why I did it. So the queue, the committee members would always have priority in regards to speaking, and then we will have a allocated section of public comment. That's the idea. Does anybody want to speak on that?
Nancy.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yeah, I like the way you did it on the elections committee. You handled the public comment, and you were doing whenever they would ask to speak. And then when you felt it was better not for them to speak, and then because we were in a deep discussion, I mean, the committee was in a deep discussion, then you held off and told the public, just a moment, wait till later. You did it very well. You had a nice balance. So I think it's hard for us to make rules here, but anyway, what the chair did was fine. In the National Programming Committee, we had like two or three visitors, and I let them speak whenever they want to because we don't have enough public comment and we want to have more. And we just posted the telephone number and the code on the kpftx.org, and Otis wrote, please join. And so we hope more people will join. That's all I wanted to say.
Is there any opposition to that recommendation from the chair? James, are you okay with was I clear enough for any hesitancy?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I just wanted to know what you meant to be doing. So I understand what you are suggesting. I'm a little concerned with how chaotic some of these meetings have been. I'm not sure if that's going to be going in the right direction, but I'm also a little concerned about whether I just don't know whether this is something that is available in Robert's Rules or whether it's in the bylaws. I don't know if we're inventing something. I mean, I'm sure it's been done before by other people, but I'm not sure if we can just do that. I just don't know.
Nancy on the stack.
Lauren? I don't know what's
in Robert's Rules. And I lean to the stack.
Hey, I don't know what's in Robert's Rules is being able to make a special rule or a special process, and I think this will fall under that citation in Robert's Rules. Go ahead, Nancy.
Yes, the bylaws does say all committees of the PMB, and that means LSB and LSB committees, shall have public comment, 30 minutes for a committee, and I think it's 1 hour for the PMB. But PMB has not had that public comment since, what, 2015? I forgot. So we're way overdue for the PNB to have public comment. And we just have, as a custom, we have not been doing until this year. We're the first time we're doing PNB committees opening up to public comment. There was no order. There was no force. It's just, it's in the bylaws. It's allowed. So some are doing. I'm doing, and Lawrence did in the elections.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Eileen?
Yeah.
I can hear you. Did I hear you right? Okay, I can hear you right.
Gummy? Two things.
Yeah, go ahead.
Number one, that's kind of sounds like what we do at WPFW LSB meetings. We set aside a half an hour for community comment. So maybe it would be like that. And it's at a particular time in every meeting. I think it's always at 8 o'clock, something like that. I was going to say maybe we should, if we decide to try this, can we pose it as something that we're trying? Because, you know, sometimes we need to get things done, and our meetings do tend to be a little chaotic sometimes, so it might just, it might be difficult. I would just want to try it out first before making it a permanent part of our meetings. That's it. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Anyone else? I think one of the ways that we could have management over this is by when we put the agenda together, that WPFW is the only station, the only other speed that I've been to that caused a public comment, community comment, which I think we should all do that. So I think I think that's a fact. So
Uh-oh, there you go, Lauren.
You hear me?
We lost you. Now we can.
Okay. That we should try this as a pilot, right, Ivy?
Yes.
Okay. Are there any objections to that, trying it as a pilot? Okay. I think we need to set the next meeting, and it's the fourth Wednesday of every month. And can somebody tell me? I don't have the calendar in front of me.
September?
It's posted already, Otis.
Oh, it's posted by Eileen. Posted, right?
No, I think Nick. He did. I don't know. Somebody.
Okay, whoever posted it, thank you. All right, so it's just September the what? Is it the 23rd?
22nd.
22nd, okay. I was close. I'm glad it's not the 23rd because that's the day that we declare independence from Spain.
Oh.
Anyway, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I will entertain a motion to adjourn, and we will meet again on September the 23rd. Thank you very much for your participation and your service. Yeah, go ahead, Lou.
I'm sorry. I was under the impression that we had some executive session planned here or not.
No. I just put the executive session number just in case.
All right.
No, we don't. We didn't have an executive session plan.
May I just add about PFW? We enforce. It's called community comment time certain. And every meeting is time certain, but the problem that has come up at PFW is that we also have a comment line. People can send messages via email, and for some reason, our executive folks have blocked us from access to it. So all these comments, and maybe they're not that many, I don't know, but we're not able to see them and read them. That's something we should avoid in any station. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else have anything to say before we adjourn? Okay, thank you, everyone, for your service.
Thank you.
Have a great evening for those on the East Coast.
Oh, Otis said the Skype hung up. Otis just texted the Skype had hung up. I don't know what that means. Okay. Something
with
Skype.
I don't know what
that
means.
Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Otis said the recording is there, so don't worry.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.